Dr. Olivero dictated on Pedro Montañez, first name P-E, D like in Delta, R like in Roger, O. Montañez is M like in Mike, O like in Oscar, N like in November, T like in Tango, A like in Alpha, N like in November, E like in Echo, and Z like in Zulu. <clears throat> 66-year-old Hispanic male that has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. The patient has been controlled with the administration of clonidine, metoprolol, losartan, and amlodipine. Blood pressure today is 120 over 60. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The laboratory workup that was done in September the 5th of 2024 shows that the total cholesterol is 272, HDL 40, triglycerides 158, LDL cholesterol 200. This patient has in the past a history of a stroke due to uncontrolled hypertension, but certainly the hyperlipidemia is a risk factor that has to be controlled at once. The patient is recommended to go back to Prestor 40 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has a history of seizures that are no longer present. Following number, the patient has eczematous dermatitis that is present in the right upper extremity and in the left leg posterior aspect. The patient went to the dermatologist and they did a biopsy. We're going to recommend a culture after the gram stain, and not only for bacteria but for fungi. This is a manifestation of inflammation. We are going to order a set rate, a C-reactive protein, ANA. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that hasn't been active. Evaluation through of the uric acid has to be done. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, Barrett's esophagus on PPIs. Following number, chronic obstructive sleep apnea. The patient doesn't use a CPAP. Following number, he has a benign prostatic hypertrophy on tamsulosin. Following number, overweight. The patient has a BMI of 33. It's critical for him to go in a low-sodium diet, fluid restriction, and a plant-based diet. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of weeks with laboratory workup. The time spent in the service was evaluating the lab, 9 minutes, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation. 7 minutes. Appointment in 2 weeks.